Here's another edition of the Northwestern Medicine Pod Talk with Melanie Cole.
As a leading cause of death in the United States of both men and women, heart disease affects a large segment of the population. Thankfully, advanced cardiac catheterization procedures are available to diagnose and treat cardiovascular issues before they cause irreversible damage. My guest today is Dr. Ian Cohen. He's the Charles and Barbara Strang Medical Director of the Bloom Cardiovascular Institute North Region and an assistant professor in cardiology at Northwestern University Feinberg School of Medicine. Dr. Cohen, tell us about the current state of heart disease today. What's the prevalence and what is different about availability of procedures and ways to diagnose and treat it?
Well, cardiac disease, and by cardiac disease I mean heart attacks or blocked coronary arteries, still remain the leading cause of death for both male and female Americans. There's been a lot of progress and development in the way we use the cardiac catheterization lab to treat heart disease. And so in actuality, right now, mortality rates from acute cardiac events are probably the lowest that they've ever been. And that's in part due to developments that have improved in the cardiac cath lab.
What is cardiac catheterization? Tell us, what are some of the main functions of it?
So cardiac catheterization is also known by the term cardiac angiogram. And so I want to make your listeners aware that when we talk about cardiac catheterization and cardiac angiograms, we're ostensibly talking about the same things. A cardiac catheterization or a cardiac angiogram is basically an X-ray study of the heart using contrast agents, intravenous or intra-arterial contrast agents, to really outline the arteries and blood flow of the heart to identify where blockages are. A cardiac angiogram or a cardiac catheterization can be diagnostic and purely used to look at the blood flow in the heart arteries. But if we do find a blockage using the same techniques as a cardiac catheterization, we can actually then perform therapeutic maneuvers and open up blocked arteries using techniques that go under the term cardiac angioplasty or cardiac stenting. And if we have time, I guess we'll discuss those in more detail.
People hear interventional cardiologist or interventional procedures. What does that mean? And are these considered minimally invasive? Tell us a little bit about the definition.
Okay, so interventional cardiologists are cardiologists who actually do angiograms or cardiac catheterizations and then are able to fix arteries using angioplasty or stent techniques. Non-interventional cardiologists are diagnostic cardiologists who generally don't go into the cath lab and don't do interventional techniques. You know, as an interventional cardiologist myself, I explain to our patients that cardiac catheterization, cardiac interventions are procedures. They're not surgery. They're minimally invasive procedures in which we access the body using catheters, not surgical techniques, and are able to do virtually all our techniques through small punctures in the arteries. And so I don't think it's a surgery. It's a procedure.
Thank you for clearing that up, because it is a source of confusion for some people. Tell us a little bit about the cardiac cath lab with Northwestern Medicine and what procedures are available. What's it like for patients?
So what I tell my patients is the following. You're going to do a procedure in which we're going to use conscious sedation, which is, in a layman's term, sort of happy medications, that will get you sleepy, but it's not an anesthetic and it's not a surgical procedure. The patient is then moved from a holding area into the cardiac cath lab suite. The cardiac cath lab suite basically is a table that the patient lies on with an X-ray camera that moves around the patient. What's very important for patients to understand is that with an angiogram, nothing is inserted into the artery in terms of taking pictures. Pictures are taken by X-ray techniques. It's not a camera that goes in the body. Once the patient is stable and the patient is calm and sedated, under local anesthetic, we find an artery, and through that artery, we insert a small IV that's very similar to a normal intravenous that most people are familiar with. This IV allows us then to insert our small plastic catheters, which are the tubes that go up through the artery into the arteries of the heart. At Northwestern, we use the radial artery, which is the artery in the wrist, the right wrist. I would say we use that preferentially, and about 3/4 of our angiograms now are done through the right wrist. The remaining 25% are done through arteries in the left or right groin, which was the traditional way angiograms were done up until recently. With the patients sedated and calm, it really is a painless procedure. Once the local anesthetic has numbed up the area, the rest of the procedure is ostensibly painless. There's no real pain receptors in the vessels. And then under X-ray guidance, we advance these catheters into the arteries of the heart, inject an iodine-based dye, which allows us to see blood flow down the arteries. So in some cases, the arteries are clean, there's no blockages, and then that's just a pure diagnostic study. Patient gets taken off the table, gets taken back to a holding area and goes home the same day. But if there is a blockage, we go ahead using the same access techniques we've just done, and we end up doing an intervention. That's where the interventional part comes from. And in today's modern era, about 99% of most interventions are actually stent procedures, where a stent is put in to open up the artery. Generally, once a stent procedure is done, patients go home the following day, although we are in trials for some patients who may be able to go home the same day after the intervention. But the routine generally is that patients stay overnight and go home the next day.
Tell us, what is a stent and how does it work? What kinds of heart conditions might be treated that way?
So we've been talking about the cardiac cath lab or angiograms purely in terms of blocked arteries. I wanted to make it clear that sometimes we do angiograms not purely for blocked arteries. The cath lab has changed over the last few years, and now we're doing more and more what we call structural heart disease. And in actuality, which is probably a little bit beyond the scope of what we're going to discuss now, the cath lab can now be used to implant valves and to fix valvular lesions in the heart. And in addition, the cath lab is oftentimes used in diagnostic studies to understand why people may have shortness of breath, because in addition to seeing the arteries of the heart, we can actually measure pressures inside the heart and the lungs. So there's a wide gamut of what's offered in the cath lab. When we talk about cardiac stents, which is what we've sort of been leading into, the understanding is that an artery, which is basically like a, think of it as a hose pipe, has now got a buildup or a clog on the inside of the hose pipe, and blood, if you imagine the analogy of the hose pipe, water cannot flow easily past the clog that's accumulated. When we do cardiac stent procedures, what basically happens, we insert a small balloon across that area of blockage. That small balloon is inflated. It pushes that clog or that blockage out of the way, pushes it back into the wall of the hose pipe in this analogy, and that's balloon angioplasty. But 99% of the time, we don't do balloon angioplasty alone. We put in a stent, and what that is a metal tube that is basically affixed to the outside of the balloon. The balloon inflates, the metal tube expands, the metal tube meets the walls of the pipe and settles into the walls of the pipe. The balloon is then withdrawn and the metal tube stays behind, holding back all that clog that's been pushed outside of the artery. The metal tube stays behind, everything else is removed, and those metal tubes or stents are basically stay in the body for life. Modern stents, third generation stents, are what we call drug-eluting stents. The stents have a special medication affixed to the metal struts of the stent, which prevents the artery from growing back inside the stent. And the success rate in the modern era of stent implantations is in the 99%, with very little stent blockage in the acute setting. In a very small number of patients, over time, those stents may narrow again and require a second procedure, but about 97% of the time, that index stent procedure is the only procedure the patient needs for that artery. What's important for people to understand is that sometimes these stent procedures are done in emergency situations when people are actively having heart attacks, But sometimes stent procedures are done electively. For example, if a patient has chest pain, has a stress test, or sees their doctor, has a non-invasive test, and then comes to the hospital as an outpatient to be evaluated. So the angiogram can be used in emergency settings to put in stents, or can be done in more elective settings when a blockage has been identified by non-invasive techniques.
Wow, that's fascinating. Really, Dr. Cohen, you're such an amazing educator. Thank you so much for really explaining cardiac catheterization to the listeners so very clearly. As we wrap up, tell us what you see on the horizon for cardiac cath and angioplasty, angiograms. Where do you see this going? And give us your best advice for patients that are considering these kinds of procedures and not really sure what they mean.
That's a very interesting question. I think that the modern cardiac catheterization lab, look, I've been an interventional cardiologist for over 20 years, and I've seen a major change in how the cath lab is used and how angiograms are used. I think where we are right now, we do very, very well in the cardiac angiogram suite for treating blocked arteries, and we're now capable of treating, as I mentioned, blocked arteries in an emergency setting as well as in a less than emergency setting. We're actually in very interesting studies that where we're looking at doing stents in arteries that in patients who potentially could have bypass surgery or stent procedures, the so-called high-risk patients. And one of the things I'm very proud of at North American Medicine with the Bloom Cardiovascular Institute is we have a comprehensive heart team involved with cardiologists, both interventional, non-interventional cardiologists, cardiac surgeons. And as a team, we review a lot of these complex cases. And what we're finding lately is that many patients who traditionally would be considered for open heart or bypass surgery actually do very well with advanced stent or angiogram techniques. So I think one of the nice fields of growth in the cardiac catheterization lab has been the complex cardiac patient, and I think we really excel at the Bloom Cardiovascular Institute in treating those patients. Where the cardiac cath lab is going beyond just coronary artery disease, which is the blockages we're talking about, is really in the development of what we call valvular heart disease. We've been talking primarily around blocked arteries, which are the blood supply of the heart. But the heart has valves in it, obviously. These are the doors that allow blood to flow unidirectionally. Traditionally, valvular heart disease has been treated by cardiac surgeons and has required open heart surgery. But over the last few years, we've developed techniques that have really allowed us to replace valves using angiogram techniques, similar to what we do when we fix stents, but a little modified for the valves. And we have some amazing results that way. As a matter of fact, we're probably the area leader in a procedure called TAVR, T-A-V-R, which is the percutaneous placement of artificial valves in the aortic valve for aortic stenosis, and that's become fairly routine these days, to be quite honest. But we also involved now in a lot of trials with a lot of new techniques using replacing the mitral valve, the tricuspid valve, using different techniques. And I'm very proud that we're really involved in a lot of cutting edge and state of the art trials in a lot of the valvular structural heart disease arena. So I think that's where the modern cardiac cath lab is going. We'll still continue to do what we call basic angioplasty. We're going to be starting doing much more complex angioplasty or complex heart disease in patients who traditionally might have been thought of as bypass candidates. But the real exponential growth is going to be in how we handle valvular heart disease. And there's very few centers in the country that do the range of complex valvular heart disease that we do in the cath lab as a real team-based approach. So I think that answers the first part of the question in terms of where the cardiac cath lab's going. I would tell patients to really have a good relationship with their physicians, ask a lot of questions, make sure they understand the testing that's being ordered and the indications or the need if somebody refers them to have an angiogram. And I would encourage patients to make sure that they're going to centers that are experienced and operators who have a lot of experience in doing angiograms and angioplasties and cardiac techniques.
Thank you so much, Dr. Cohen. It's so comprehensive, and everything that you've discussed and what's on the horizon for cardiac catheterization is fascinating. Thank you so much again for joining us. You're listening to Northwestern Medicine Pod Talk. For more information on the latest advances in medicine, please visit nm.org. That's nm.org. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for tuning in today.